It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, kiddos. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lindsay, take it away.
Thanks, Clinton. Anyway.
That's not even what you sound like when you're excited. That's why I don't even.
That's what we're mocking.
Fun fact, I've never heard what you sound like when you're excited.
Well, it's fun, you know, exactly like.
Does it ever actually happen?
I never get excited.
Does it happen
Clinton.
When the Browns win?
We never heard.
I'm joking.
Never get excited ever. Oh my God. So miserable.
I'm just asking. I wasn't saying it never happens. I asked when it does.
I guess only privileged people get to know that.
Yeehaw.
You're not one of them.
They're on the app.
Yeehaw.
So Kraft Heinz has issued a recall of approximately 6,000 cases of Capri Sun juice.
Come on.
Due to a potential contamination from a diluted cleaning solution. So back to school is like this week / last week and maybe even next week for some. So if you bought Capri Sun for your kid's lunch, listen up. The recall affects the Capri Sun wild cherry flavored drink, and the best when used by date for the contaminated drinks is June 25th, 2023.
Oof.
The issue was discovered when a lot of people started complaining about the taste of the product. So Kraft Heinz is now working with retailers to remove the impacted product from circulation. But if you do have one of these contaminated batches, you can return it to the store where it was purchased. So that's what you need to know.
Damn, that's good
a
to know.
Devastating blow to the middle school community.
Dude, that soccer moms right now, you better watch what you have.
Yeah, too.
Hey, Capri Sun. Hey, you ever have a gasolina?
Yeah.
In Puerto Rico?
No.
You know what I'm talking about,
right? Go on. Please tell the people.
The gasolina.
Yeah.
The song. No, like gasolina. Yes. So in Puerto Rico, it's basically a Capri Sun spiked with rum.
Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like I've never spiked a Capri Sun with rum.
Never?
A Capri Sun with various other liquors.
I have
just
rum.
Not rum.
Yeah. So second time I went to do a fight in Puerto Rico, I land at midnight. The guy picks me up. And he's like, okay, gasolina. I'm like, hopefully we get some gas so we can get to the hotel. He stops, he gives me a Capri Sun, then like gasolina. I didn't know it was a liquor.
Oh.
And he stopped at the little market.
Hold on. Rewind. So you got handed a.
My driver.
But what I'm saying is that it was a sealed package.
Yeah, so that's how they sell it in Puerto Rico.
So somebody is on the secondary market.
No. It was, we stopped at the gas station.
Right.
And he bought gas. Right. And then he went and bought gasolina too.
Well, okay. But on the gasolina side, did you see the mixing of the booze?
No, it's already pre-made.
It's pre-made.
It's pre-made.
And it's still in a Capri Sun thing?
It looks like a Capri Sun.
Oh, wow.
Hands it to you. And I'm just getting lit up, man. It was an hour drive.
Right. It's like those little, what do they call the little balls? There's like the sour apple one.
And oh, yeah. Those balls. Yeah.
The horchata one, okay. You're like, oh, they're still not going to taste like liquor.
Man.
You get one or two, it's a wrap.
I went from San Juan to Ponce. It was like an hour ride down. Woo-wee.
You were loaded?
I was having a good old time. Me and Daddy Yankee were like in one. We were in one zone.
So you put the straw on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All boom. Right. Yeah, you flip it up.
It's easier. Okay. It's easier. All right. Just making sure we're on the same page.
Come on now.
Let me put it in the front.
Lindsay, do you put the straw on the bottom or the back or the front?
Where it's supposed to go.
Nah, see, you got to, nah. Okay. See, it's too hard.
All right.
Show off.
Right. I get real excited when I do it, too.
Yes.
I'm not going to, yeah, no.
Oh, Morales is having some
pain. I was going to say, Morales, I hope you're tuned in.
Thanks, Chris.
That was great, Lindsay. I appreciate it. Quick housekeeping note. Sorry, I said Nip was from Compton and not Crenshaw. It was a slip of the tongue. I got the same amount of letters in the word. That was just my bad. But we want to go to the phones because this question looks like fun. Wes, we've had a lot of issues with the callers today. Don't F this up. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
I'm good, fam.
He said don't F this up.
Go ahead. What you got? Right, you're on the air.
Let me preface this by saying, like, I'm really sensitive with smells. I hate bad smells. I hate taking the garbage out at my apartment complex. So I know that. And first, if I was the breadwinner, like, I still wouldn't mind going to another bathroom to do number two. So I want to say this for the one who did agree with, doing number two in the same bathroom and not having a designated bathroom for that. Would you mind your partner passing gas and or burping in front of you, or would you rather them, you know, leave and go to the other room if they could?
Thanks for the phone call. That's a crazy question. I mean, like, what are we talking about? You people are married for multiple years, and you got issues with people doing basic bodily functions in your presence? What else are you in a relationship for if you can't rip one right in front of them without a concern? I don't even understand this. Beto, you've been married for a long time. Tell me something. Give me some insight on this factor. Do you have a side bathroom you got to go to? I can't imagine there's a lot of complaints in your house about this.
It's interesting, right? Like,
well, there's that.
Yeah. No, it just the fact that this is a subject that gets everybody right riled up.
Bathroom humor. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bathroom humor, but at the same time, if you're not ready for these answers, then you're not ready to get married.
Thank you.
You're not ready to move in together.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're still self-conscious about what's going on, mind you, you still got to have respect for the other person. But if you're, like I said earlier, if you have no regard for what's going on and you are doing it on purpose, there might be an exit plan that you're trying to get out of, right? You're just, what can be a breaker, right? Oh, you embezzled all our money. I hooked up with your mom. I'll forgive you. The bathroom, that's what breaks apart so many relationships.
I hooked up with your mom.
Zach Wilson.
I
was going to say, that was like, wow, I'd forgotten about that story until just then. That is very funny. Anyway, I just wanted to get to that phone call.
Callers are interesting. This is why I don't like taking calls.
Why? First of all, stop slamming the table. And second of all, this is why I like callers. They've always got something goofy to say.
Exactly.
I can tell them that they're
interested. This is why Twitter was invented.
Exactly. But, you know, we can do all that later. Anyway. All right. So we've got a couple of interesting Lakers notes. They're going to play the Warriors on opening night, which is, you know, a little bit of a troll job from the NBA, which I kind of love. And there's also this other story about how neither LeBron nor Anthony Davis are in ESPN's MVP projections this year.
Jeez.
And this is of importance because, again, Lakers fans care about everything, including what people think that they're going to do, not just what the team is going to do. The team claims that they're going to run the offense through Anthony Davis, whatever that actually means, considering he's often not even on the court. Where are you right now with the Lakers offseason, Beto?
Man. You're going to put me on the spot?
Yes. This is what we're doing. It's a radio show.
Yeah.
This is the home of the Lakers.
That's why I got to be very careful how I say it.
I get it.
You know, I ain't got no contract. I don't care. Right now, I am so locked into what the Dodgers are doing. And luckily, the Dodgers are doing so well. Yep. And luckily, it's football season and the Rams are here that it's masking a lot of what the Lakers' shortcomings are right now. I mean, yeah, I'm going to get into it. Yeah, I'm going to get upset about what happens with this team if they don't start off well. It's hard to figure out what Anthony Davis is going to do for you. And if they're not an MVP-type conversations, good, because they don't belong in MVP-type conversations. Am I a frustrated person who looks at this team and is like, what are you doing? Absolutely.
Right.
But then you look around the league and like, okay, what is Kevin Durant going to do? What is Kyrie going to do? You still got to figure out what's going to happen with this. And this is an organization that has spoiled their fans and treated them so well for so long, and this isn't what you're supposed to get right now. In August, you should be, as a Laker fan, excited for what's to come, not full of questions for what's to come.
Yeah, the bottom line is Lakers have an identity crisis, and they've had an identity crisis ever since they got out of the bubble. And there's nothing wrong with that, except for the fact that they seem to be acting like that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And
burying the head in the sand.
And the problem with that is not necessarily about Lakers fans for themselves. I've said this all the time. Lakers fans don't watch the NBA. They watch the Lakers.
Yep.
And the reason why that matters is because, dude, look around the league. Look at the way other teams that actually win something are constructed. Look at the actual players. You can't just constantly be discussing things in the ethereal notion of what may or may not happen. There's only so many players. There's only so many teams. And there's only so many slots in the playoffs and only so many wins to be had. This team was not a playoff team last year. Don't talk to me about the daggone play-in. Don't talk to me about being 15 games behind even the next
play-in
team. They were bad. Bad, bad. And running it back is maybe what you have to do. But if this team makes the playoffs, that is a massive accomplishment. Massive. Let's just be real about that. You know what I'm saying? Because the roster construction is not one that leads me to believe there's going to be some huge jump in the wins. Maybe, just maybe, if they get the best effort possible out of their best three, they're 500. You know what I'm saying? Like, these other teams, you know, you're not playing against nobody. You're playing against other teams that are very good, including, Beto, opening night at the Doves, where you got to watch them get the rings.
And the Clippers are good, too.
The Clippers are good.
Damn good.
The Clippers are good. This might be the season that the Lakers fans really got to wear it, you know? I really hope that the Darvin Ham situation works out, but I also don't want to be a situation where a young brother like that who finally gets a chance ends up getting collapsed under expectations that are too big. This happens all the time.
But are there expectations for the Lakers? Are they big?
I don't know. You want to open up the phone?
No. I don't want to do that.
I'm joking with you.
I'm over here looking at Amir Garrett got suspended.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Royals pitcher Amir Garrett, you see, a 3-game suspension and a fine for throwing a drink at a fan during a game August 2nd.
Amir Garrett has some issues.
Well, he and the fan were jawing back and forth, and he appealed it. And this was a fan who was in the good seats, right behind the dugout. They're going back and forth.
So somebody important enough that somebody was somebody said something. So,
I mean, it was behind the Royals dugout, and Garrett actually went to Lusaker High.
Yeah, you might remember Amir Garrett as the guy who took on the entire Pittsburgh Pirates team
with
when he was with the Reds, creating that lovely Renaissance painting image of him in the middle of 20 other guys that were all wearing Pirates gear because he decided he didn't care if he was going alone. Sidebar, he played college basketball at St. John's.
And sidebar, also Cal State Northridge. After he left St. John's, he went to Northridge.
Right.
And that's where they told him, hey, you're a pitcher, because he played high school. He went to Lusinger High.
Right.
Sidebar. Who did his high school basketball games? Bethel Duran.
Oh, all right.
On Hawthorne Lawndale Cable Channel 22.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, this kid's, he was from Vegas.
Yeah.
This guy's a good baseball player. Like, really? What's he doing here? And he was a baller. He came and played. Then he went back to Vegas senior year.
Yeah. He's a fun dude, but he's got some issues in terms
of. He did say, I'm held to a higher standard. I should have been better. He will appeal it. But man, the fans going off on you. When you're in the behind the dugout, you're popping off like that much.
How did he. Let me ask you, though. There's nets there. Like, what actually happened there? How do you connect?
Guy was front row. Front row. No, behind the dugout. Front row. You know, the fans that you could put your beer on the dugout.
But there's still a net.
No, the nets are...
Like, the nets are up. I'm surprised that, like, he actually got a drink to a fan. Maybe it was at some point before the game?
Nah, it was during the game. Looking
That's
at
weird.
It was in Chicago.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the layout is there, but...
Yeah, and the guy's just egging him on, saying, come on, Amir, through the... But yeah, so suspended. That's interesting, like the fans going off.
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion. Fans are out of control these days. Totally different matter. Anyway, coming up, going to talk a little NFL. The Rams got something to do. I'm Sean McVay. That's a joke. I'm Clinton Yates. He's better than Rand. It's Donald and Cap on ESPN 710.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Donna and Cap, Yates,
I told you.
And Duran.
What is this?
So, My Endless Love.
Okay.
Bye.
Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. Hit number one in 1981. Mm-hmm. That was the year I was born.
Just for you, Clint.
Thanks.
I told you they were really slow. That's what I
happened. Can we get to the part where I would know?
This is probably not going to be a part you would know.
You would know the hook.
Yeah, can we get to the hook?
Well, let's talk over the hook.
Yeah, please.
Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. Killer combo right there, by the way.
Voices for days.
Lionel Richie does not get enough credit as the head of the Commodores.
I have.
Oh, this part, yeah. This is the kind of thing that, like, black people my parents' age play.
Oh, absolutely.
If they're actually in love with each other.
Oh, absolutely.
This is one of those. If you don't know it by now, you're not going to know.
No.
It. Okay, all right.
Actually, really
you will, the
know.
Part when they say.
Man, it's taking forever.
Listen.
This is a wedding song right here?
Sort of.
A lot of weddings play this song, I'm sure.
Oh, I know this part. Yeah.
Told you.
Wasn't that like an Aladdin or something like that?
No.
Isn't it a movie? It's got to be a movie.
It's a lot of movies.
Emma's Love.
A whole new world. That's
yeah,
Aladdin.
I was like, that's a whole
good God, yeah.
Sorry.
That was hilarious.
This song was actually, to me, like, I remember this song from Happy Gilmore, the part where he rents out the ice rink, and they're skating, and, like, he has this song turned on, and she's like, really? You had them play My Endless Love? And he's like,
got
yeah.
It.
All
okay.
Right.
All right. Wow. Speaking of shows and other things. Okay. Tell me about the show you were talking about that's on Hulu.
Yeah, I watched This Fool on Hulu. I watched it last night. I watched four episodes. It's very LA.
Okay.
Chris Estrada is a comedian who a couple years ago was working on loading trucks and working comedy late night. And then he wrote this and he got it going. Fred Armisen is the producer. Pretty cool to see. We always talk about representation matters.
Yeah.
And then there's some people who listen to me and said, hey, man, I didn't quite get this show. And I'm like... Yeah, you're a 55-year-old white guy. You're not.
Right.
And it's pretty cool to see. I was watching it, and so the gist of it is he's from South
Central. What's the setup?
So Chris is from South Central. He's always been the straight arrow kind of kid who got punked and got beat up and stuff like that. His cousin was the gangbanger who went to jail. You know, he went on vacation. He had a sabbatical. 8 years later, he comes back out.
Sabbatical.
And he's still living that life. But Chris is working at a place called Thugs Not Hugs, kind of like how Father Greg Boyle does Homeboy Industries, where he'll find former gang members and rehabilitate them and show them how to get back into normal life. And then so his cousin is just showing him the way, and he's like, oh, this isn't 2008 anymore. Like, you have to do that. And then if you're in L.A. and you're Mexican-American, you can really relate to it because it's a lot of the language and the back and forth. The authenticity of where they're shooting it, the houses, like, oh, okay, I think that's off of Florence. I think that one's off of Normandy.
Okay.
You can see that. So
there's some connectivity there.
Without a doubt. L.A., very L.A.-centric.
I feel like I need to watch this. When I heard all the radio ads for it, I was like, oh, this sounds funny. When my man said, what do you have, the body of a 19-year-old, but just the head of a 58-year-old?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
But your face looks like you're 56, yeah. Brett.
So there was a scene where they go get some tacos, and the guy's trying to talk to girls, and he's like, what are you doing? Get off your phone. He's like, I'm talking to girls. He's on Tinder swiping. He's like, what are you doing? He goes, no, the girls are right here. You talk to the girls in front of you. This is how it happens. He's like, no, technology. This is how you find a girl right now.
Wow.
So the guy's like, look, I got three numbers. He's like, well, I got four dates, because he's on Tinder. So it's just the different worlds that have united.
The apps, they just keep coming back to the show.
There's
an inescapable topic. Have you seen the show, Laura?
I saw the first episode, but like I told you off mic, I was tired. So I feel like I got to rewatch it again.
It's a little slow at times.
You know what I mean?
Okay. But it's pretty funny. You see the cholos were like, oh, we're going to go do a fight. We're going to fight somebody. My guy's like, hey, man, my sciatic is acting up. Oh, I don't know, man. Yeah, like, you know, they're still living the life, but not exactly.
Let's be real, though. This representation thing matters. We just mentioned it right here. Black and brown on this station for the first time, not for the first time, but like very rare occurrence. You talk all the time about this kind of stuff. Is this that a thing you show your family? Is it something you just watched? I mean, how important
I just watched
was
them
it?
Out. Because it's more of a comedy. Some of the scenes are adultish.
Okay.
So it's more of a comedy, what it is. And Michael Imperioli from The Sopranos. He's the one running Thugs Not Hugs. And he's a guy, they call him the minister, but he's also broke. And he's like, I'm running this. But it's like, okay, what's the gist? You know, you always find those white guys who want to come back to the hood and try to help, right? Okay, but what's the reason behind it? Oh, it's a nonprofit. What are you doing with a nonprofit? There's always, a lot of these great tax breaks.
A lot of those guys.
Yeah. So, but it's also, I was talking to a friend of mine from out of town, like, well, if we don't support our own, then we're not going to get another opportunity to actually put on some kind of shows.
Right.
And that's what I was telling Clinton, because I was telling him that, you know, you and I have had conversations, Beto, that we talk about representation in our field and how we need it. And you're like, yeah, but we need good one.
Exactly.
Like,
don't just give me a Mexican on the radio just because he's Mexican. No, you better be good, bro. Right.
So that's another thing. It's like, I feel that there's different shows that have been really like good and constructed really well, and for whatever reason get canceled. Like this one, I truthfully, I just haven't really had the brain power to.
You haven't connected to it yet. Yeah.
But my thing is, like, I'm going to support it, and then I'm going to really say, like, yeah, you know what, it ain't for me, or it is for me, or whatever, because I want to be real. Like Beto says, you can't. But I am a big proponent of, you got to support, because if it sucks, they get pulled.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
but if it sucks, I'm also going to tell you it sucks. Like I told you, it's not for everybody.
Sure. That's cool. I'm glad to know that, because oftentimes you're right. When the idea of representation comes in, it's like, okay, well, you are just there. I've talked about this a lot. You know, acceptance versus belonging are not the same thing. And if you get your own sort of setup, but then you're forced to only be for you, it can be different. But I do think that this is a good step. I mean, the reason I wanted to watch it is because it felt, at least through the ads, it felt more authentic than a lot of things I've
heard. 100%. And we all have somebody that we know, whether you're related to them or whether it's your neighbor, that you can connect. You're like, oh, okay, that guy who was incarcerated and came out, or right. somebody who you know grew up in a bad neighborhood, but they were the nerdy kid. They got punked all the time, and now they're like a little righteous about certain things.
Sure.
So that too. And then you go back and you look at it, and you're like, okay, I can see that. The soundtracks are good, right? The jams.
Okay.
You know, Art LeBeau style, some music, some oldies right, right there. So it's, and also you're going to see black and brown on TV together
sure.
and getting mm-hmm. along. So it's actually pretty cool to see that right there. But, you can't force it. It's either right. good or it's not.
I'm going to check it out. I might binge this bad boy tomorrow.
One thing, like for me, like because I said I've only watched the first episode, is the mom. Like oh, yeah. the interaction with the family, right? Because how she acts towards her son versus the daughter, like all like that to me, I was like, oh my God. Like that I
it's
connect.
Real. It's as real.
It's
as
real.
It gets, yeah.
But like Briones was saying, like I can't really watch it around my daughter because yeah. some of the language. So, you know, oh. you just gotta be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Know,
it's that. The secondary character is Frankie Quinones, the actor. Oh, he's a comedian, but the guy who plays the cousin, he's actually the guy who created Cholo Fit Creeper on Instagram. So you'll see this Cholo Fit Creeper. It's a bit.
I don't understand.
Oh, so okay, you know the jailhouse workouts, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this guy Frankie Quinones who created a cholo with a Bluetooth who's telling you how to do workouts.
Oh.
So
okay, this is funny. This is a good setup.
So Creeper
Cholo Aquatics.
Cholo Fit Creeper has 563,000 Instagram.
This is an instant follow. For
yeah.
Me.
So he goes, but that's his character that he plays. So he's in the backyard, and one of the scenes is he's like, hey Primo, where can we work out at? You know, where are your weights at? He's like, I don't have any weights because he's a soft guy. He ain't got weights. So he puts water in trash bags. He's like, he's doing curls. You know,
yeah,
so that's
is.
From the, but he could have easily just been like, this is my character. But he's gone and shown his own way. So it's
this is funny.
Yeah. So
okay.
That's Cholo Fit Creeper, man. So right. it's a character that he plays, but not in this show. But
got
it's
it.
Based off of that.
Okay.
Bit.
All right. Well, yeah. You know, that's good. I'm checking out. I listen. I go home. I watch baseball, and then I watch other stuff the rest of the day. So I'm probably gonna watch this. I'll probably bang. What did you say? It's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
They're hour or half hour.
Half hour. 40 minutes, something like that.
Okay. So they're the normal time.
Yeah.
I probably
yeah.
can get through that in a night.
Yeah. And maybe then not. You also got the Laker on Hulu. So they're both on Hulu. It's a trip, though.
I'm not watching the Lakers thing tonight.
No, but my point is, Hulu, good for that. Talk about representation. You're going to have the Lakers, and then you're going to have the Cholo
yeah,
Show.
Sure. That is
this
very food, true.
This is what you call balance.
Right. Speaking of support, we got the remote coming up next week at Union Station. It's going to be fun. The fantasy football situation. So, okay. Your fantasy league, you said you guys go all out. You do all these things.
Yeah, the draft is awesome. Because Mason was talking about like, oh, just do online draft. Our draft is just one big trash-talking fest. I usually fall asleep and let my son draft for me. Because
okay.
I just pay the money, right?
Right.
And it's big money, and we have good. But we get the hibachi guy to come out, and he makes the food for everybody. I bring the michelada guy who comes out and makes micheladas for us.
My calendar is open
September
right now.
September 4th.
September 4th.
Yep, that's Sunday.
Will I be here? Come, I will be here.
Come on down. Come hang out.
I get into the calendar.
Yeah, just come and hang out, and we have a good time, and it's just a lot of trash talking, and everybody wears their jersey. I don't have a team, but I just show up just to talk trash to everybody
right.
and tell people, like, oh, draft that kicker. You know, do that. As you can tell, I'm the guy in the corner popping off.
Right.
But
I'm
usually fall asleep.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to retire the Colonizers this year.
Yeah, I heard. That's your thing?
You didn't know this?
I didn't
so
know.
So here's what happened.
I thought it was a one-time thing.
No, bro.
You do it all the time.
So I've done it ever since I started it. So when I wrote for The Undefeated, which was years ago, it hasn't ended, but the name has changed. Anyway, the first year, they were all like, oh, you're not going to play in the fantasy football league. You scared, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, I do not care about no fantasy football. What are we doing? So like, nah, if you're not going to be in the league, then you're not down with the cause, whatever, sort of. And I'm like, all right, fine. I'll join the stupid league. And then I won the league, right? And that was just a regular, normal setup.
Wait, you won the league
won
as a colonizer?
No. Listen, I won the league. See, don't jump ahead, Beto. I'm saying, I won the league the first time I was
there. Oh, okay.
And then they were like, well, are you going to rejoin the league? I'm like, no! You idiots asked me to do this, and I won it! And they're like, well, but you can't not defend your title. I was like, all right, fine. Guess what? How about I just pick all white guys? Then we'll see who's really any good in this. League did pretty well. Made it to the playoffs the next year. Beat my boss in the first round. He was like, I cannot believe you actually pulled this bit off. And I stuck with it. So every
how do
year,
you...
Like, McCaffrey was big.
Yeah. Quarterback's okay.
Quarterback's fine. Wide receiver's fine. Tight end's fine. Defense, you know, you pick whoever,
yeah, defense,
you know,
right.
whatever.
Kicker, you're good.
The issue is running back. The issue is only really at running back.
There's that many receivers?
There's enough. You only need
there's
two.
There's enough. I
there's
got
enough. You.
You
know what I'm saying?
They don't have to be well, but
no,
there's
but
enough.
They're there. And it's not like fantasy football isn't anything more than a crapshoot every week anyway. So,
tight end's enough.
Yeah, tight end's fine. And if you got a flex, you can throw in a guy there. The numbers add up, bro. Trust me. The team is never bad. You know what I'm saying? And so I got to decide.
Where's Mike Allstutt?
If I want to bring that back this year. I don't think I do. I might.
He's run its course.
Bedouin Whittier, who is, of course, a member of the
strong
community.
Tweeter.
He's a big community. He assumed that because I said no on the air that it means I wouldn't even try, but I'm not going to try. So thank you, Beto. I need to join. I think I'm going to do – I feel like I need to join a more official ESPN league, but maybe that's just me.
I'm surprised the station doesn't have
I'm
one.
I'm really surprised the station doesn't have one. I'm just trying to figure out why that's happening, but maybe that's another story. But, like, I feel like we should – we're having a draft party, right?
I'll be at the party. Hollywood Park, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I love Hollywood
why
Park.
Why are we not drafting?
I don't
really understand.
Just have someone from the community represent you. That's what happened with me.
Right, but I feel like we could almost be doing the draft on air for goodness sake.
That is not good radio.
I mean, it is if good people are doing it.
In
Trust me.
In August, it's fantastic.
If you're picking all white guys, you know what I'm saying? It's a good pick. That's
all
what
right,
I mean.
I'm going to pick all Mexicans. You got Luis Perez.
Yeah.
Make a team, and
you never know. Anyway,
done.
I have not yet joined a fantasy league. I have probably
decided.
Balake has one.
He was advertising it.
You should be in the community league. You should be in the community.
You should represent.
All right, take Laura's team, and you can
Beto
be in the
Beto and Whittier, if you're hearing this, I got a half yes on that. We'll figure out how we're going to do that later. Anyway, coming up, big deal or no deal. I'm Clinton Yates. He's Beto Durant. It's Sedano and Cap on ESPN 710.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Big deal or no deal? Sedano isn't here. Clinton Yates, Beto Durant filling in here. Who does this go to? This goes to...
It goes to me, Clinton.
I was waiting for that. There it is. Capri Sun over there.
Wait, let's have Beto pretend to do it. You like Beto, you throw it to me. You do it.
Take it away, Linz.
Oh, come on. You got to be more excited than that.
Oh, suddenly how to tell people to get excited.
Okay, all right, ready? Let me do my Chris. Hey, it's time for, what's this called? Big deal, no deal. Oh, as we know, the big CY. Take it away, Lizzie.
Perfect. I love it, Beto. I like when you do the Chris Morales voice. It's always...
Because it sounds nothing like
I know,
him,
but it's
quite funny.
It's like, you know, any exaggerated radio guy voice is always fun.
Hey, wacky radio. Waka waka.
I love what he does. The wacky radio guy. Yeah. So.
So can I get tickets or not?
Yeah.
What do we got?
So, Giannis Antetokounmpo made a remark yesterday that could leave Milwaukee Bucks fans a bit nervous for the future. Giannis appeared on Fox 32 Chicago's The Sports Zone, and he seemed to suggest that he'd be open to playing for the Chicago Bulls, of all places, in the future. The two-time MVP called the Bulls' legacy in the NBA as one of the reasons why Chicago remained an attractive destination for him. He said, quote, "I think anyone asked that question who plays basketball, if he said no, he'd be a liar. It's a team that won multiple championships, a team with one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player, to ever play the game." Is what Giannis said here a big deal or no deal, Clinton?
No deal. This is part of the Midwest loser complex. People are getting fired up about things that are years down the line that have not happened after they've already been given something by that player that they never had before. You won a title with Giannis. You drafted Giannis. You had the best experiences of your NBA lives with Giannis Antetokounmpo. If he goes to Chicago, which, by the way, the big side joke here, if you don't know anything about this, Milwaukee is a suburb of Chicago, effectively. And everybody in Milwaukee gets fired up when you say that. If he goes to Chicago specifically, that's an issue. But don't try to tell me you didn't get the best part of your fan experiences out of Giannis. If he chooses to walk, so be it. You still had the memories. No deal.
Diddle. You get fired up.
I just hate it when people act as if anytime anybody doesn't show absolute, complete, utter commitment and loyalty to some concept of a brand. The Bucks almost lost their daggone team to another city.
Yep.
And you're out here getting upset because Giannis, after winning a ring, reminder, might consider going somewhere else. Get real.
And his answer was real good.
Yeah.
Like, heck,
are they really upset about that? I thought the issue was like the fact that, like,
people have been talking about, this is no different than people who talked about, you know, LeBron leaving. It's the same deal.
I mean, LeBron is a way bigger deal, but I think the reason I thought it was weird was, like, I don't think people look at the Bulls as like, oh man, someday I got to play for the Bulls. Like,
No.
Thing.
Yeah,
I don't think that's
look
really
at, how
a thing
old is Giannis?
Anymore.
That's a major thing.
How the old Bulls. Is Giannis? Right?
I don't think it's a thing at all anymore. Nobody is like,
No.
I 100% disagree.
I understand
with you on
what you're
that.
Saying.
No, the Bulls are legendary.
He's talking
legendary.
About Michael Jordan. I know they're legendary, but I'm saying right now, in 2022, I don't think people are like banging the doors down trying to go play for the Bulls.
No, but he said that himself. So, I mean, whether people are or not.
To play for a legacy team like that? Absolutely.
The reason why that's controversial in Milwaukee is because of the relationship between the two cities. Not necessarily as much about where
it's. So, is it complex for them?
Oh, go tell somebody from Milwaukee that they live in a suburb of Chicago.
I've never met
which
anybody.
It effectively is.
I didn't know.
And see what happens. You can drive to Chicago in an hour.
You can?
You're always angry, Clinton.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's not angry. I'm not the one angry about that. That's like a real thing.
That's a Midwest. As you said, a Midwest inferiority complex.
That's a whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, first of all, it's a big city. Milwaukee's minor league.
They're in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, Milwaukee. Yeah, that's the thing. I got no problem with Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a great place on its own. But if you want to rile somebody up from Milwaukee, yeah, drop that
off. If I'm John, I'm going to Chicago. That's a big city.
I got a problem with
Let's
that.
Let's go.
Yeah, again, you bring a ring or really any sort of competitive lifeblood
to your
city.
You already did your job.
You did your job.
And you can't keep me.
Correct.
I've outgrown it. Time to go.
Big time.
Cleveland style.
Exactly.
Over the offseason, the NFL asked its officials to focus more on illegal contact penalties this season. And, well, after just 1 week of preseason action, it's becoming clear that this NFL season is going to look a little bit different when it comes to these penalty flags. According to ESPN's Kevin Seifert, referees threw 15 flags for illegal contact this past week. And that's compared to 36 flags for the penalty across the entire 18-week regular season in 2021. Is this a big deal or no deal? Beto, you go first.
Not a big deal because they're going to figure it out by the time regular season gets going. These referees are told over and over and over what to do in off-season classes, in off-season training. The games start. They do exactly as they're told. And then they're like, let's clean it up. I would be interested to see what the numbers look like after the third preseason game. And by the time we get to the regular season, I think it's going to go a little bit back to normal for what they expect.
Do you find that the point of emphasis for illegal contact is necessary? Like, I'm not sure. Like, that is
that's
one of
the interesting one of why that.
Tackier. Yeah, why? I don't get that. Like, I don't watch a ton of preseason NFL football because I mean, it's not for me, but, like, illegal contact is one of those calls where I'm like, I don't think that should be a rule anyway, if I'm being honest.
It's one of those where, okay, we're going to call this to say we're doing it, but the last thing we want is our receivers getting jammed up anywhere they're going. You want to have the ability to have the offense make plays.
Yeah, but this is why this is a big deal to me, because I don't like the nature of the point of emphasis, never mind how much it's getting called. There's already been so much anti-defensive change in the NFL. I don't think it needs to go farther, not remotely. You know what I'm saying? It's tough for these defenses to do anything without all kinds of flags being thrown. To me, in general, if you're getting to a point where you find yourself needing to throw more flags, you're probably not in a good place. If it's not about safety, which in this case it's not.
No.
All right, so who do you guys think is going to be MLB's Mr. November this year? I ask that because MLB released its preliminary postseason schedule today, and the slate could feature a game played at the latest calendar date in World Series history. If the World Series extends to a seventh game, that contest would be played on Saturday, November 5th.
Ridiculous.
crazy. That's it's super late.
It's the latest by like 2 days, right? Because I mean they played in November before, but
they've played. So the current record for the latest date that a game was played in postseason is November 4th,
right?
Which was when both the 2001 and 2009 World Series ended. The late date for the World Series this year, of course, is a result of the labor dispute that pushed the start of the 2022 season back a week. Is this a big deal or no deal, Clinton?
It's a big deal if your boy's up in Boston in 40-degree weather at best trying to deal with the World Series in November because it's freezing. No, but in all honesty, I don't think this is that big of a deal. I mean, look, God forbid that we can't say Mr. October anymore or whatever it may be, some ancient term that, I mean, I get it, it's fun, but I don't think this is a big deal. Is the MLB season too long overall? Absolutely.
No.
That's kind of a separate matter, not just when it ends. But yeah, I mean, if the Dodgers are playing New York late series, I guess they wouldn't play in New York, they play in the NLCS, but if they're playing New York, the Yankees, like, yeah, that matters. I mean, you're going from hot to cold. I mean, I guess that's cool, but I don't know. It's not a big deal to me.
Yeah, I agree. It's not a big deal. It's just a stupid deal. It should be done by October, man. November is football season. So the last game 7, is going to be Saturday, November 5th. But MLB is smart. They have scheduled 0 Sunday games during the World Series.
Huh.
Because why would you compete with the NFL? Why would you compete with the NFL regular season? So first game is going to be Friday, October 28th. Game 2 is on Saturday. Sunday, travel day. Games 3, 4, and 5, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, travel day, then finishing up Friday, Saturday. So October 28th through November 5th is the World Series. It's not a problem. You know why? Because your Dodgers, they have great weather in October, November. But damn, you're right. I guess New York City, it's going to be cold for your boy out there.
Dog, I was at that series when they played against the Dodgers. It was going back against the Red Sox. It was freezing.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Yeah, Aaron Judge can't hit homers in the snow. He's from California. He's soft, too.
Bro, stop it. What's that?
He's Fresno soft. Come on.
All right, so last one here. Stars win in the NFL. Of course, just ask the Los Angeles Rams. The Super Bowl champs lead CBS Sports' 2022 list of NFL's top 100 players. Not only do the Rams have the number one player on the list, but they have 3 in the top 10, and none of those is their high-priced quarterback, Matthew Stafford, although he is listed within the top 50. So the other Rams players besides Aaron Donald, who's number one, that are in the top 10 are receiver Cooper Kupp at number 5 and cornerback Jalen Ramsey at number 10. Is the fact that the Rams have 3 of the top 10 best players in the NFL, at least according to Pete Prisco, a big deal or no deal? Pete Prisco is the guy who did the CBS sports list that I'm talking about.
So is it a big deal that you have the... not a big deal to me. It's cool, but not a big deal. These lists are always interesting when you get to start ranking the players, because in the NFL, you're just one injury away from
knocked out. I don't understand individual player rankings in the NFL. I legitimately don't. Like, how you decide that a defensive lineman is more important than a cornerback, that is less important than a quarterback, but perhaps more important than a wide receiver. There's no real ranking system in the NFL to me that makes sense for individual players on a level that is anything other than, like, I don't know, Madden kind of talk. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't strike me as something where
Madden talk, that's a good way to
put it. If Sean McVay has his, you know, that guy's ranked 10th. You know, we look at him as something that we try to build around and make sure that we don't have an issue with. I'm Sean McVay. No, but like, I don't think that enters into anything that has to do with the scouting report, what your ranking is on a list. So that's a tough one for me, but I don't think that's a big deal at all. What are you looking at, Beto?
Just trying to look at this ranking system.
Who's at the top? Read the top 10.
I'm trying to pull it up right now.
Oh, okay.
Who's
on the top 10 of the list, Linz?
Well, again, like I said, it's CBS Sports' list, according to Pete Prisco, right?
Okay.
And Pete Prisco, I mean, he's been around forever.
He's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, number 2.
Okay.
Aaron Donald, number 1. Cooper Kupp, number 5.
Patrick Mahomes is number 3. Josh Allen's number 4. Kupp, 5. Brady is 6. T.J. Watt, 7. Trent Williams is 8. Miles Garrett is 9. And Jalen Ramsey, of course, is 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Devontae Adams, 11.
What
is
that? I just don't.
Yeah. This is right here how I'm going to pick in fantasy football. That's what it is for me.
That's fair.
But then those are different rankings, too.
And it's not necessarily like of importance. He just says, like, these are the best, like, most skilled at, like, overall positions.
Right. Okay. We might have had, by the way, a hiccup in the fantasy football situation.
Which is?
It's a Yahoo League. not a big Yahoo League guy.
Oh, I only play Yahoo.
Right. That's not a shocker, but
I don't run the league.
I don't really know what that means, but I just had to come up with something to say. But
yeah,
we'll
you just have to make that little snide, little stabby comment.
It's
like
not
you
a stabby
do.
Comment.
But you always have like a rude thing to say back to
wow,
me.
Wow, okay.
Whoa. You do.
All right.
Whoa.
Coming up with Sedano and Cap
no way.
In the next segment, we'll discuss this.
No, I'm Clay Yates. Oh, yeah.
He's
oh,
better yeah. Durant.
Rude.
It's ESPN 710. Hustle paid the price. ESPN 710, Sedano and Cap. Yates and Duran, Laura and Lindsay are here too.
Feisty.
As evidenced by our last segment.
Oof.
Never.
Oof.
I said.
Laura, don't get us started on last week's argument between the heated conversation about fantasy football last week.
What happened last week?
Oh.
I need to know.
No, I called out Laura for not wanting to participate.
No. Oh. This is what happened.
I was trying to troll her and have her do it.
He volunteered her to participate.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's not cool.
Oh, see, what else we could talk about?
See, this gets to my
this
second point.
This is the
point.
Problem. Yeah. Okay, Cappy was like, oh, we've been
why
asked,
you gotta use that voice? Yeah.
Because Cappy in here and I could.
Right.
So anyways.
Yeah, good point.
He goes, oh, we've been, you know, asked to participate in the fantasy football. I was like, okay, cool, whatever.
Oh, he was asked.
But then, well, ends in the community, but direct, whatever. So then he was like, I can't do it. So I'm nominating Beto. And Beto's like, nah. I'm playing in this millionaire one. My son has
right, he's
or whatever.
In his super cool
I'm
guy
in my, yeah.
Yeah, super cool guy.
Right.
Then Cap's like, okay, I'm going to throw it to Lindsay. And she's like, nope, I already got my own. Beto's like, I got it. It's going to Laura because Laura is the one active in the community, which is all true. But I was like, Laura don't got time. Laura don't get paid enough. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I'm blunt. So
no,
I'm just keeping it 100.
You weren't into it.
You know what I mean?
We weren't getting paid to do it either.
Well, I know, but y'all make more money. You know what I mean? Y'all make more money than me. So that's the problem.
I make more money?
Yes.
You work here every day.
All right, let's not get bogged down.
Let's go.
This is not what we're doing.
I got my back.
This is what happened. So then someone's like, you know what? I ended up having a team anyways, but someone in the community is like, I'm going to name my team after you. I was like, cool. So I technically have a team in there. But Beto's over here always pressuring me and punking me because everyone's
hey,
like,
don't supply to peer pressure. Right? Dile no al bullying.
People are like, he's like your bratty older brother.
No, correct.
And I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, why do you listen?
All right, so
I don't.
Listen, the reason this matters is because Lindsay says that I always have something snide.
Dude, you're rude.
To say. Let me explain something to y'all. I'm a 41-year-old brother from the East Coast. Just like
couldn't
in the
tell.
Chappelle Show
couldn't
sketch,
tell.
This is how I talk. All right, that's just all there is to it. Why do you think I got so fired up about that situation regarding the Commanders and Carson Wentz? It didn't have anything to do with where I'm from. I'm like, yo, where I'm from, Linz, this is how people talk to each other. It's all good in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we know we are here to do. Ain't no beef, ain't no problem. So if you say something or Beto says something or if Laura says something, your boy's got something to say. That's why we're here.
That's cool, but then don't be like, are you ever excited? Because
that's
well,
a
are you
question.
Ever really
no, no, no,
excited?
Hold on. Let me
now I'm just jumping in with
let
Clint.
Me explain why I asked that. Once again, as a journalist, not a lawyer, I ask questions I don't know the answer to, not questions I think I know the answer to. And so if I asked that question, are you ever excited? And your answer is yes, it's because I want to know why so we can get to more things that put you in a happier place. That's a legitimate
I'm
thing
not in
I'm
an
trying to say.
Place.
I didn't say you were. I'm just saying that if the bit is you're never excited enough, I actually do want to
no,
know.
No, it wasn't the word excited. He said that it was – I ignore the transition when he goes like, take it away, Lindsay, and I just like get right into it. He's like, you know, I want some back and forth there,
okay.
Playing along,
that's
blah,
why
blah, blah,
I,
blah.
That's
kind of what it was.
That's why I was asking, because I was misunderstanding. So this is why we hashed this stuff out on air, because I was like, hold on, I don't get this. So there's that.
And see, I'm just loud because I'm Mexican, so
right.
Don't ever think
oh, you're loud because you're loud.
You know?
I'm
no,
loud
because
I'm loud.
Mexican.
Yeah, no, you're loud because you're loud.
Not all
I blame my mama.
Loud. Right.
My mama's loud.
Beto's not, but I mean, Beto can be loud.
I'm loud on the microphone.
Yeah.
But you're usually very quiet.
So we've got some updates in the fantasy football situation. Beto and Whittier has invited me to the league, but it's a Yahoo league, as we just said. I just mentioned that. That's a bit of a downer for me because I've never really, like the Yahoo, you have to have, I'm told you don't have to have a Yahoo account.
No, you can do it.
There were many years in which you did, which was kind of the whole problem because I was like, I'm not.
No, you don't need that.
I don't need an extra email.
Well, that's a big thing too.
Just to play fantasy football.
Oh, yeah. Are we doing a Yahoo league or ESPN league?
No, I'm saying that's a huge deal.
Oh, we went back and forth.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What are you in now?
I don't know.
You don't know?
But all I know is that they were arguing back because we have a separate What's Up for that. And it's like the people just going back and forth. It got so many messages one day. I'm not even reading these guys.
Wow.
Because okay. You know, do you use WhatsApp?
WhatsApp? Yeah.
Okay, so you know how on WhatsApp you can send the stickers?
Yeah, sure.
So some of the stickers we use are like, come on, out of control. So with people arguing back and forth, the stickers that are be going, I'll show you some in the commercial. You're going to be like, oh, man, send them to me.
All right.
But yeah, no.
Quick updates on the show. We had some topics we hit on. The Dodgers, obviously.
Urias is on fire, bro.
Urias is on fire. They're up one zap on the Brewers right now. Yeah. Freddie Freeman went yard. Mookie Betts looking like he's going to beat out a grounder at first. Did not. Oh, yes, he did.
Ball thrown away.
Told you.
Urias, this game so far.
Sure.
He stranded another runner in the fourth. He's been hitting 96 consistently. This is from Fabian.
Touching 96.
Fabian Ardaya from The Athletic, who's there tweeting. In the last inning, 96, 96, and 96. He's thrown a pitch this season and 96 consistently. He's picking up steam as of late. So probably one of the hardest games that he's been throwing.
Okay.
With the MPH.
Well, you'd like to see this velocity stay that point during this course of the year. Other things, the Lakers, rather Jeannie Buss, has a documentary coming out pretty soon.
Tonight? Yeah, it released on Hulu.
Oh, man, I should probably watch that.
We should. Are you on tomorrow?
I'm on tomorrow. How many hours is the thing?
So far, there's only two episodes that have come out that I see on my Hulu. I might be wrong, but there's two episodes on my Hulu account. Series 1, Episode 1, real estate mogul Dr. Jerry Buss buys the Lakers, drafts Magic Johnson.
Okay.
Episode 2 is after Magic Johnson shocks the media and has to be traded, Dr. Buss does damage control. The team welcomes a new coach and vital role players who cement Showtime. The Buss kids juggle more responsibilities and pressures for the family business.
Okay. I mean,
so there's two episodes out right now.
So, you know, this is an interesting thing I want to actually discuss, which is something we touched on earlier with the callers, which is exactly how interesting is this going to be unless you are a hardcore Lakers fan. And that's fine. I mean, but like you read those things and I'm like, oh, okay, that's not as sort of sexy as a lot of these other topics and a lot of these other shows, but it is very sort of internal, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like this is very behind the scenes in a way that I'm not sure is necessarily going to resonate with as many people as they think, but I could be wrong. You're not going to watch it.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
I'm leaving this week, so I'll probably watch it on the plane this week.
You're going to Chile?
No, I'm going to Monterrey, Mexico.
Monterrey. So you extol the virtues of Monterrey last time you went to Mexico.
Oh, I've never been, but I've heard of
it. Okay, that's what
things.
I was asking. Like, this is your first time? What's the setup? Let me know.
So I'm working for a company called Naciones MMA. I'm working a fight out there, MMA fights. Get there to Monterrey. And from what I've heard, Monterrey is a very industrial city, a lot of money. It's below Texas. So I'm actually flying out of Tijuana, the CBX. So I might see Cappy on the way back.
Oh.
So I don't know exactly what I'm getting myself into, but I do know the people that I'm going with are from there. And they got money, and they like to spend it, and they like to buy dinners, and they like to buy tequila, so I'm ready to go.
You ever been out there?
No, but my friend's family's from there, and I've been invited. I got to go, man. They just built the house out there.
Whew. Yeah, so nice. There's a lot of
money there.
A lot of money in that there. Area.
All right, I got a weekend.
They got a baseball team there. Yo, Los Sultanes.
Yeah. You should go, because his house is, like, vacant.
What, you think I'm going to hitch a ride with Beto randomly?
We should go. No, I'm just saying we should, like...
we should go. If we are going, to Cancun, man.
Yeah, I hate Cancun, bro.
How do you hate Cancun?
Oh, I don't like Cancun.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with Cancun?
I don't know. Like, I just didn't like it when I went. I was there for a week. I went to Playa del Carmen. I like Playa del Carmen
That's
more.
That's a different area.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to the tourist spots. What do you expect?
I liked Playa del Carmen more than Cancun.
It's also a tourist spot. I've been to both. Yeah, I've done flights to both areas.
Like, I don't know. I didn't like it. I like Playa del Carmen more.
Have you ever done baseball in Mexico?
No, we've talked about this.
We got to go do winter ball.
That's a separate matter. We got to do
winter ball.
Stop hitting that bat on the ground.
Oh, I'm sorry. My microphone. Like,
goodness gracious. We've been dealing with that for the whole segment. It's okay. Go on.
We got to go.
Yes.
Winter ball in Mexico. Either we're going to go to Culiacán to see the Tomateros.
That's the big one.
Yes.
Or we're going to go to Mazatlán and see Los Venados.
I'm completely down for either one.
Okay. Culiacán is where Julio's at, so we can do a story on him.
I'm going where you go. You're going to be my guy there.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to be wandering the streets. Not that I would be wandering.
It's just
the streets.
That Mazatlán's right on the water.
Right. Okay. So other updates on what we're doing in our lives. I'm told we have a bar to go to in Anaheim now.
Yeah. Golden Road is across the street from the stadium. Beto and Whittier test told us.
Have you been?
I actually have.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Walking distance from the game.
So now you're in.
I've always been in, whether we were going to go on a freeway or not.
Sorry, now Beto's in. My bad. I forgot my team.
I just don't need to drive anywhere. I'm in my 40s now. Wherever I'm at, that's where I'm at. I'm not going to another spot.
That's what's going to be when I'm in my 40s.
No, you're going to be home.
Why?
You have roots now. You're not going to stick moving when you're in your 40s. Nah.
Oh, I'm glad to be back, though, guys. One of the things, and this is sort of a separate aside, every time I go back home or to, like, the East Coast, I always think to myself, like, man, I'm glad I moved.
I was just going to say, do you say thank God?
Like, this time, more than most, I got back. I flew first thing in the morning, got back at, like, 10:30. And so I watched Rogue One on the plane because I'm super excited for Andor to come out. That's a totally other story. And, like, I was like, bro, I was leaving D.C. and I was like, how did I do this?
You know D.C. what I'm saying? D.C. is fun.
It's fun, but, bro, like, when you're getting into these late stages, I was just like, what am I doing? I got back, beautiful skies, took a nap outside on my deck.
No humidity?
No. I'm here. I woke up, came to the show, got to see your smiling faces.
Yeah.
So I'm happy about that. I'm very happy about that. But overall, I do think that the Kershaw news is big news for the Dodgers in the sense that now they have their work cut out for them and they know exactly what they've got to do. You know what I'm saying? You don't have your
Bueller.
Bueller, excuse me. Well, Kershaw's another matter. But I think that the Dodgers are in a place now where they pretty much know who their guys are going to be, and they're past the trade deadline, so we're not in that phase where September call-ups are necessarily going to affect everything. Yeah. It's just going to be kind of something to get people a little taste. It's going to be a fun run.
Let's go. You'll be covering the World Series?
I'll probably be covering the World Series, depending on who's in it. Next week, though, later this week, I'm going to Williamsport.
Oh, I hate you.
Yeah, why? You never been?
Never been, and that's something I want to do.
It's quite the experience. Awesome. For those of you who don't know, Williamsport is where the Little League World Series is.
Yeah.
So the Little League World Series was invented, which is a whole other story. And the town is in, like, rural Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
The hills of central Pennsylvania. It's like
Crosscutters, right?
Old logging town. Yeah, that's the minor league. Well, they're a collegiate league team now. They used to be a minor league team. And it's an incredible experience. Williamsport is a town of it's a recovery town, if you didn't know that.
Like, yeah, the story you wrote about last year.
Yeah, people who go there to recover. So that's really good.
So you're going this week?
I'm going on Thursday. I'll be there. So we'll see what happens with that. So
who's playing?
I won't be there. Well, the field is not set yet. But this is the first time, Beto, that the international squads have been back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So we got Caribbean, Latin America, Canada, Australia.
Oh, man. You're looking for the Mexican team?
Yeah. Where are they from?
I don't know. That's why I asked you. I thought you would be on this.
Oh, man.
Great show prep out of me.
I didn't know that they were done already.
What you got going on tonight, quickly?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Food. Matamoros Tamaulipas has made it. They're going to the Little League World Series. Well, all right. Good for them. Tonight, it's my little nephew's birthday. He turns 5.
Nice.
What's his name? George Law.
What's his name?
Well, there's two of them. Him and
so cute, though. Happy birthday, George.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, guys. For Beto Duran, for Laura.
Bye.
For Lindsay, I'm Clayton Yates. Remember, call your mama. She looks great. It's ESPN 710.